Seltzer Kings podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Feral Audio.
2, 3, 4.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Hey!
Hey! I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I didn't know if we had actually started. I think that was the first time I've been...
You psyched yourself up.
I psyched myself up. Son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, coasters all around. Coasters all around because Jeremy's the coolest dude ever, and while he was down in Ohio, graced us with a whole bunch of ponies.
That's right.
Polar ponies, I call them.
Oh, that's the brand Polar, correct?
Yeah, the brand Polar, the seltzer that we like so much.
I thought you might be referring to some sort of Arctic horse.
Oh, no. This is some of New England's finest. But what a nice guy. Jeremy doesn't have to think of us. While he's away, I would think that he would like to not think about us.
I'm pretty sure all he does is think about us.
That's weird how I think the opposite that you do.
There was a dog there, so I was like, that's what I was thinking
about. Oh, yeah, Rufus.
Oh, man, what a good dog.
Son of Loudon Wainwright.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great musician family.
He does a lot of good Liza Minnelli songs.
Sorry, he was on, it was a Jeopardy clue the other day.
Oh, really?
Rufus, yeah.
Yeah, I was in, there's a grocery store, if anybody goes to Cincinnati or the Eastgate section of Cincinnati, go to Jungle Jim's. It's an incredible grocery store that started on the side of a road and now this huge...
They eventually moved indoors?
Oh man, it's like a huge place and it has
food
from every place
in the world. Is there a Jungle Jim
in
the grocery store?
Yeah.
That's what I
want.
No, but when you go in, you can see,
kids hanging on...
Porta potties. So they've taken these Rumpke porta potties and put them on the face of the bathroom door, so it looks like you're going into a porta potty. I think it's kind of neat.
Do they have peanuts? Do they have peanut shells on the floor in the bathroom or anything?
No.
Okay.
But it's honestly, it's the coolest grocery I've ever been to in my life.
I'm thinking about putting porta potty just doors on everything.
And so when you're touring,
I'm back in Cincinnati on Sunday, March 25th. We'll be at Motor Pub. Back in Cincy. So.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Dan. Do you have any plugs?
No.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Let's call this a mini. How about that?
Sure.
You want to do this a seltzer mini? Shout out to our favorite seltz. I was in Ohio. Yes, that's true. And for the holla. And got some sweet limited edition.
You went
seltzer.
There for the holla?
The holiday.
I was going to say holla bread. You can get right around here. Because you can.
Wow.
Yes. I can get really good holla around here, I'm sure.
Yeah, you get really excellent holla.
I was trying to be a rapper bring me a holiday. You know,
fellas, can I cut to the carbon?
Holiday!
Can I cut to the carbonation here?
Yes, yeah, so I picked up the other limited edition
don't
polar
do it. For the listener, we've been making Mike wait to drink this.
Big shout out to Kurt Brownholler.
I'm like a June bride in May here.
Not going to get to taste this.
We can send him some. How about that? How about we get one little can and we just send each one of them out.
Tonight.
We're not leaving this room.
Kurt, I will save you some.
So let's just, you want to talk about what they are. So there's obviously the Unicorn Kisses, which we're probably, well,
I have Yeti Mischief.
And I have the Mermaid Songs.
And what? There's another one?
Yep.
Come on, pass it down. I was going to have the Yeti Mist one.
Coming at you.
When you open it, just give it a tap.
Holy jeez, this is called Dragon Whispers.
Oh, you want to switch? Here,
No, I don't want to switch. No. We got cups here because, Mike, as you said, what?
Yeah, we'll take a sip.
What did you say, Mike?
Don't hoard the herpes.
You just said you wanted your own herpes. You didn't want each one of ours.
Ready?
Yep, here we go.
One, two, three.
You know what that sounded like? Polar.
Wait, before you pour, get the essence. Oh my god, dudes.
Mine has tangerine, wow. I'm sure of it.
Don't you put it in the cup, guys. Come on.
Just put a little though.
You can put it in the cup.
In your mother effing
fucking cup.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay. So Dan, okay. Go ahead, tell us what you think.
Well,
you have the dragon whisper.
I have the dragon whispers, and let me tell you, there's nothing whispery about this, okay? I have been, it's loud in my mouth, there's this, like, sort of tardy fruit thing going
great.
On.
Okay.
Carbonation is perfect, as always, mm-hmm.
with
a
polar brand
seltzer.
Yes, we love
and,
that.
And, what, were we laying it on too thick, Mike?
We love Polar Brand Seltzer.
It's about
one of these days they're gonna sponsor us.
They're gonna come to our senses.
My head will explode for sure
with carbonation.
If they knew mm-hmm. how many polar bottles the three of us the cans have consumed in the last 10 years, five years.
If they only knew how many plastic bottles of seltzer I stick in your bed and underneath your pillows and all that stuff. Yeah, whenever we're sitting here writing and we're drinking a lot of polar.
Oh, you put the empty.
So I go out there to get more, and then one time we were doing this, and I was so brazen about it that I was standing in this room, like right there, with my right hand, my subdominant hand, and throwing the seltzer bottles onto his bed.
Office and the bedroom are attached.
The bedroom. Live work situation.
Thanks for letting the general public know about you your little pranks. But how any other final thoughts on that?
Final thoughts is that it's I guess the name is correct because I'm sure dragon whispers are still fucking loud.
Okay, Mike, what do you have? You have the Yeti.
Okay, passing by Danny on the left hand side, I'm drinking some Yeti Mischief.
How do you feel about that? Is it?
It tickles my mouth at first.
Okay, and it has a lot of winter scenery on there. Is that reflective of the?
You can't eat winter scenery, Jeremy. I'm just here to tell you.
Does it taste like evergreens?
Here's a second sip.
Okay, waiting on him for the listener. He is tilting the glass. That was a.
That's tough. It's tough to say exactly what it tastes like. Wintery. Okay. But I'm not
is
sure.
Is it like
why.
With like a wintergreen sort of? Is
no,
it like
no,
a, no,
not,
no hint
no,
of minty?
No, no mint hint.
No mint hint. That's important. So I'd like to propose that we do when we all switch and see if we have the same or disagree in the
yes,
flavor profile. 100%. I think that's fun to do.
Jeremy, you're up.
But in theory, we can only do one other one.
Pressure's
anyway,
on.
Because it's an odd number. This one is three of them.
We'll just keep passing.
Oh, you're right. There's three of us. And that
yeah, so all
times.
Three of us get to pick. Yeah. That was the
polar,
game. Look,
if you're listening,
listen,
we don't argue like this all
first
the time.
Jeremy. You shoot Danny, then
Jeremy,
Danny
listen
shoots
to
me, then I shoot you.
Come on.
I
don't like that. I don't want to do any of that.
Okay. This is the mermaid songs. Let's do this.
I took it in a sexual way, Michael.
I thought of Odysseus when he said mermaid songs.
It tastes like the sea.
Okay.
Salty?
Is it salty? Yeah.
Fishy?
Briny?
I wouldn't drink this all the time. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Really?
Does it have dissolved manganese? Cobalt?
Is it like
It tastes metallic. It tastes like the ocean plus with a metallic aftertaste.
It's from Ohio.
I was gonna say, speaking of Cincinnati, is it like the Flaming Lips album? They're not from Cincinnati.
Oh, Clouds.
They're not from Cincinnati.
No.
They're from
Portland.
No, don't tell me. No, they're from oh damn it.
This is a new segment on
Omaha.
Yeah, they're from Nebraska. No,
right?
Who cares?
Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, damn it. That's right. That's it.
I know. Okay. That's a home of the Cowboy Hall of Fame. That's how I know.
I was only a state off. I'm sorry. Would that be considered mountain time? I'm sorry, mountain time.
No, that's... You're off again. That's Colorado. You're still in central time, I believe, in Oklahoma.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, damn it.
So
he's right, you know.
Before we go down a
You had a salty seltzer. How do you
feel? Not like a, it's you, weird. You know, like those Gosa beers I like to drink? Is it like that? Is it kind of like got that salty?
The what beers you drink?
Gosa beers?
I don't know those.
No? They're like salty and soury.
I think somebody told you that was beer. Was that Carlos? Carlos Gosa?
Hey, yeah, but it's like $4 a six pack, Mike. It's cheap.
Here's the description.
CEO of Renault.
A long Cape Cod with a summer sun reflects a deep into the ocean. Mermaids dance and sing while enjoying the sparkle of seltzer.
Note,
like the humans.
Note, this beverage is not to be enjoyed if you are not a masshole. You cannot enjoy this beverage.
So I don't know.
Okay, pass that one to
Danny. Interesting.
Hold on.
You got to read yours too. Now I feel bad.
Oh, okay, Yeti, yeah, do it. Yeti mischief. Mine is like Luke killed him.
It's very hard to read.
There's no writing on this.
No, it's above
the UPC.
Yeah, it's
above the nutrition facts.
Oh yeah, it says deposit Michigan 10 cents. I don't get it.
That really
what
is.
A yeah. dick.
That, yeah.
As winter days turn to dusk, these mischievous creatures come out to play in the newly fallen snow. I added the new in the. Just as they begin to head home, they furtively transform the sparkle of the fresh snow into impossibly good seltzer. I'm not going to argue because I can't read anymore.
Okay, okay.
We're going to go ahead and for the listener, we're doing the hand.
Gliding above the green mountains, these golden-winged creatures unwittingly snag the forest treetops with their fiery tongues. To protect the evergreens, they kill their...
it's tough to read because it's a curved...
Oh, they cool their breath with ice-cold seltzer. Seltzer.
Okay, pass to the left.
Pass
Ready?
Along.
One.
Here we go.
Two, three.
Okay.
Pass to the left. Okay, I am now the sole owner of the dragon... What's this called?
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Whispers. Okay. Decanting some Dragon Whispers into my
immediately
container.
The smell of this immediately reminds me of, like... Like rock candy, tart rock candy or something.
You've used tart several times.
Asked me to come to his class.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think tart is a pretty good description for a lot of seltzers because there's not what else are you going to try to do? Make it spicy? Make it minty? No, you're going to make it fruity and like some's going to be a little more than others.
You're saying it's not the only tool in the toolbox.
I prefer the tart ones, and you know that's fine with me.
Okay,
all right.
Blueberry lemonade. Okay. It's tart and it's good.
Please decant, Jeremy. Please decant.
Blueberry lemonade is also
important
thing.
Save a little in your cans if you can.
Oh, of course.
Yes, please.
For the spit bucket.
No, I think before a big finale, I get an idea.
You have an idea. Wow, look at this. Okay. We're just on the fly here. Right. Okay, ready? One.
Yep.
Two.
All together.
Three.
You know what? My gut was to go with that one, and I think my gut was right. That's a damn good seltzer.
You want my Yeti, is what you're saying.
That Yeti is really nice, and shout out to Polar Seltzer for making a Yeti mischief, man. That is some delicious stuff.
So, I don't know what you're talking about. I could drink this all day, every day. This is right up my alley.
The dragon stuff is
really?
This is right up my alley, man.
That's bold.
Mermaid songs. Yeah, well, you'll see when you get to it. Maybe you will like it. I don't know. Like I said, I like the tartar things in life.
this
we love you.
This what do you call it? Seltzer? That's what we're calling it these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's a polar brand.
Dragon Whispers.
Yeah,
this Dragon Whisper seltzer has some sort of berry agent.
Okay,
and there might also be an unaffiliated. One second
for the listener.
Unaffiliated melon.
It's very hard.
That's what I'm going to end
with. It's funny because...
Final answer.
When we tasted the other one with Kurt, that one you could sort of get the flavor profiles from.
Also, we were in L.A.
Like chef. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, when you're in L.A. and it's hot out, drinking seltzer is a different kind of proposition than when it's 35 degrees out here.
Maybe you get more of the depth of the seltzer. I don't think I have to say anything else about this. This is my favorite.
I don't think I have to say anything about this. This is my favorite.
Okay, Gerard's favorite toy is a dragon
soccer ball
that hangs from the. It's number two.
Okay,
dragon dragon mobile that hangs
from the... Got some very cute pictures of Gerard.
Is he still doing the dragon sound when he sees it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so awesome.
How about the moon? Does he know where the moon is?
Right now, he knows where the moon is, right this second. If I called him and checked with him right now, he'd be pointing at the moon.
That's awesome. So we have one more to taste, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just go ahead and do this. All
right. Move it. Move it to the left. Move it to the left.
Here we go. That's
yours. 1, 2, 3. Move it to the left and pass. Okay, I'm decanting my mermaid.
Important.
Wow, here's the thing. I got like this is like the dregs of the Yeti mischief. I don't know if there's going to be any left.
We can open another one.
Just saying.
Because I want to save a little,
too. You guys really liked it. I know. I mean, I'm going to pour some in and try and save a little bit.
But
I just want you guys to know that I was legit about putting a little bit.
Okay, but we're making a melange de seltz. Boy, so there's no need.
This feels like I spit into a can.
We can open another can. I got 6 packs. Three.
Let's just...
One of each.
Let's just take it easy.
How do you know what spitting into a can feels like, Dan?
What?
You said this feels like I spit into a can.
Is it similar to smoking butts?
You know, like,
off the
street? It's like,
as a child.
No.
Is it similar to throwing up between parked cars?
No.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
Shall we
just thought that was it's like spit, like the end of your fucking beer
to
whatever.
To our final. Ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
Ready?
Here's the final one.
Final decant, final sip. Ready? Oh man.
There's a new champ in the building.
I think I finally found my special purpose.
Really? Wait, if this actually works and these are our favorites.
You know when Steve Martin calls home and he's like, I found my special purpose. I found my special purpose.
In
I think it's the jerk.
Moonlighting?
The jerk.
Okay. Moonlighting.
You said moonlighting.
I know. I meant the Roxanne. Dragon Whispers. Super dope.
Okay, go.
Hints of orange. Maybe a little grape.
Grape ape.
That's delish. I like it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dan?
It's my least favorite of the three.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Yeti Mist was my least favorite of the three.
Let me
read. It's good. It was good, and I can get the wintry thing happening here that they're going for. It's a little more just like a traditional... Okay. I'm not gonna ruin the polar... advertising
He's
thing
doing
that
a lot
we're
of
on
talking
right now.
With his hands.
I just want to say one thing. The ginger lime mule, my least favorite of the winter special editions that have come out. And I think for the same thing, because I feel like if you're putting a bunch of lime in a seltzer, it's just going to taste like lime. I don't know what other extras are in this, because I just feel like I just drank a normal lime seltzer, which is great, and I love lime seltzer, but it left me wanting more. The can is incredible, and I was hoping the same for the seltzer.
And again, the stuff within does not fulfill the promise of the can.
But look, Polar, it's still like, on a scale of 1 to 10 of like normal... lime seltzer.
Dan's thirst
is like 9.5.
Dan's thirst is at a 13.
I'd rather have somebody spit in my mouth than drink Poland Spring seltzer. You know what I'm saying?
Woo, yeah, man.
You could put that on a bumper sticker if you didn't want to, you know.
I think we might make t-shirts. Mike, you're satisfied? Everybody's satisfied?
Pressure's on.
All right. Well, maybe just save a little of that, unless there's some in your can. What I want to do is do a suicide.
There is some in the can.
Okay, so
let's not do any suicides.
Here we go. Let's if we put a little bit of each, all three.
You mean it's like a gut shot?
Yeah, you know, at the ballpark, you know, when you're a kid and you just mix everything up, root beer, Pepsi, Mountain Dew.
No.
What? Really? You never did that?
No.
It's called a suicide.
Yeah. I used to do it at the 7-Eleven with Slurpees.
There you go.
Put whatever
with Slurpees.
Yeah, the different Slurpees were, that would be the suicide. You just go in, you just like.
That's a waste because why would you want to corrupt a Coke Slurpee? It's the most delicious thing.
You know what? Back in the day, it was worth it. Because try Coca-Cola with the blueberry.
Yeah, Danny
boy,
is worth
oh
it.
Oh boy,
Coca-Cola is worth it. The quenching podcast.
Blueberry, it's worth it.
Okay,
so here comes the polar
suicide. Here's the polar suicide.
Polar suicide.
This is going to be pretty good.
Guys,
too.
They're going to find our bodies tomorrow. That's
I'm a polar seltzer suicide.
Okay, not the best idea.
You know what? Mine just tastes like that beautiful mermaid song because it was on top. It was the last one.
Wow.
That's tough to tell. Mine's Melanie.
I don't. Yeah.
It's mine, Melanie.
It's melanish.
Yep. Mine is not great. But, you know, again, I'd take that over a spit
in the mouth, right?
Or a Poland Spring Seltzer.
Yeah. Because we like pea seltzers around here, but only Polar Seltzer. Right.
Yeah, fuck Poland Spring.
That's right. That's right.
Nestle bullshit.
Except they had a great... I'll give Poland Spring that they had a pretty good jingle in the 90s and the 80s that I still have in my head. Do you remember
it? Take it home, Dave.
It's what it means to be from Maine. I understand.
Do you remember the song?
No, because I'm not going to give them the free advertising that they crave, okay? This episode of the podcast is about giving free advertising to a different entity.
This is why I love you, Michael C. Marona.
Because I protect the brand.
Look, here's the deal. I was hired by Project Veritas to make sure that you would slip up with the other name.
That's funny. You said that your name was Dan, right?
Yes.
Can we see some ID? It would just help to know who we're talking to here. if I could take a picture, if I could just see your driver's license.
Or just the tag.
There's a lot of inconsistencies here, ma'am. Also, your Facebook page says that you are moving to New York to join the...
to destroy the liberal media.
Oh boy, guys!
Kind of walked into that one.
Boy, guys, we are in for it. I'm glad that we could sit in our basement bunker with Polar Seltzer.
Listen, my seltzer face red.
As the
red.
World begins to come to an end, there's no seltzer I'd rather be drinking until my death.
Oh yeah,
Polar Brand Seltzer.
Yeah, I would never doomsday prep with any seltzer besides Polar Brand Seltzer.
That's right. I'm at Remy Balin. This is at Michael C. Marona, and this is at D. Tamborelli. Go ahead.
Who is at the blank in Cincinnati March 26th.
Oh boy, I got
there you go.
plenty of plugs. This will be out before the Christmas, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We'll make sure it does. Yeah, great. Okay. Well, go see Jounce. Go to jounce.org. We got a bunch of shows coming up. We're doing if you're in New York, we got one in New York. If you're in New Jersey, we got our 17th annual holiday show.
If you're at any of the other 48 states.
No, we usually just do the East Coast and the Midwest.
They can travel.
We neglect
Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. So it's pricey to drive out that far.
Well.
Yeah, it's because Hawaii is an island with water all around. You can't drive trucks to it.
I know.
Like Florida or Texas.
Yes. If you are going to drive and you have a long drive, I do recommend you do one thing.
Download several episodes of the Danny and Mike podcast.
Or any other podcast from
Feral Audio.
That is correct. Also, get you some Polar Seltzer for the ride.
And then make sure to stop for the bathroom because you can do a lot of damage to your kidneys if you don't adequately drain.
The number one rule, protect the brand. Sometimes you're the brand.
So we'll protect
yourself. Yeah.
We'll protect you, Polar. I'll protect you, Polar!
This has been one thirsty episode.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. The podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Feral Audio. Seltzer Kings.
Podcasts.